We're going to learn Daf Lamed Aleph from Masechtas Ksubos. We're going to start from the top line, in the middle of the first line. The Gemara is going back on what we were discussing before. We were trying to figure out the case of Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh. The Gemara quoted Rav Chista that said if you eat Chalev, it's not Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh because the Gneva happens before the actual Isser of the Chiyuv Misa. Because the Chiyuv Misa happens only when you eat it, when you swallow, and the Gneva happens when you pick up the item. Ultimately, the Gemara said that we're talking about the Gemara happened to switch to Truma, which is the same problem, where it's also a Chiyuv Misa, and the Gemara gave an example where you stuck the food all the way into the person's throat, so there was no picking up ahead of time. It was all just a question of swallowing. So on that note, the Gemara now on the top of Lamed Aleph continues and says, Gufa. So we quoted before, Amar Rav Chista, we're going to explain this halacha, what it means that one part of the action happened before the second part of the action. So Amar Rav Chista, Moide Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Rav Nechunya ben Akana admits that we say that you're chayiv, the goin of chalbay shel chaver, if I steal somebody's fats, which you're not allowed to eat, but I stole them, va'achlay, and then the person ate it, over there, the din is shul chayiv. He's going to have to pay the value of the fats itself. Shekvar neschayiv b'gneva, because the stealing and therefore the monetary obligation happens in time prior to the Isser Chelev of eating the Isser Chelev, which would mean that this corporal punishment. So we don't have the concept of Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh because the two things, the only time you say Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh is when the two obligations happen simultaneously, they overlap. So if they happen at the same time, and I use those words very carefully because that's what the Gemara is going to define right now, but if they happen, if the obligation comes about in the same way, at the same time, so then you say Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh, but over here the Gneva happened first. Okay, so if so, the Gemara then says, Lema pligi de Rab Abin. So if so, this statement argues on what Rab Abin is about to say. Damer Rab Abin, because Rab Abin told us, Hazoyrik chetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. Somebody who shoots an arrow on Shabbos, and it goes more than four amos in Rosh Hashanah. As we know, you're not allowed to carry something more than four amos in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. That's haitzah. It's a chiyuv skila of one of the lametes melachos. So therefore, the person's chayev misa because of the chil Shabbos. However, when he shot this arrow, the karashi royin behilo chasoi, and as the arrow was shooting through the ear, it ripped somebody's silk, it ripped somebody's beged. So there's a monetary obligation over there. So the halacha is potter over there. We do say the concept of kamle b'derabba mineh. Why? Sha'akira tzorach hanocha hi. This sounds like a very simple line, but it's a complicated sentence, which means that in order for there to be a chi of Shabbos, and to be and transgress the Isser of Haitzah, one has to pick up an item, go from one Rishus to another Rishus, which also Dalet Amos and Rishus Arabim is considered going from one Rishus to another Rishus, and you transported that item to a different place, and then you put the item down. The chiyuv doesn't happen until all three elements occur, which is one, picking up the item from a resting place in one rishos, transporting it to a second rishos, that's part number two, and then part number three is putting it down, however we define that, but putting it down in a different rishos. Okay, but in order to do any one of those, you need all three elements to happen. So since akira, which means uprooting, picking it up, tzorach hanochi, it requires, in order for the chiyuv to happen, you need eventually to put it down. So everything between the picking up and the putting down is all considered, it's above time. We don't look at time anymore. We all look at it as one action. Even though in reality, it might have happened a couple seconds, one happened before the other, but we take the time element out of it. We look at it as one action, and therefore anything that occurs during that time as if it happened all simultaneously in the same place. Okay, and at the same time, and therefore we could say Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh. So even though the ripping of the garment happened in between, but we don't look at it as first picking up, then the garment ripped, then it traveled, then we put it down. We don't look at it as all different, as different happening at different times. We look at it all as if it's happening simultaneously. It's all one action, and therefore we do apply the concept of Kamlei B'Derabba Mineh. So therefore, this seems to disagree with what we just said with Rav Chisda, that looks at each element of an action as separate, and we don't put them into one action. So, Hachanami, but let's compare it now to the eating of someone else's chalev. Hachanami hagbat sarach achilahi. So the Gemara wants to assume that in order for me to be able to eat someone else's chalev, I have to have picked it up first and ate it. But that's all again. Why are we looking at that as two separate actions? It's one action. I pick it up to eat it. So it should all be condensed into one action. And therefore one time, and it should be considered a kamalei b'derabimine. So by the fact that Rav Chisda does not seem to agree with that sentence, and he also says no kamalei b'derabimine, implies that we don't condense everything and take time out of the picture. So Gemara says that's because you can't compare the two cases. Hachi hashto, how could you compare? Hasam e efshar lahanocha beloy akira. There is no such thing as a chilul Shabbos that it can land unless one time it had to have been picked up. So you have to, the end requires the beginning. So you do have to put them connected. However, hacha efshar lahachila beloy hagbo. It's possible to eat without doing the hagbo. One thing has nothing to do with the other, as the Gemara itself gives an example. The iboy gochin the because if the person wants, he could lean down and eat it directly without picking up. The way Rashi learns, and of course this is Machlokes Rishonim, but the way Rashi learns is that you could lean, let's say the item, the piece of chalev is below 3 tefachim off the ground, and therefore you lean down below the 3 tefachim, which would, by definition, again, halachically, the way we look at anything below 3 tefachim close to the ground is as if it's still munach, as if it's still placed on the ground. So that means that I never did nakira, I never did a hagbah. So therefore, and I could eat it without actually lifting it, again, technically lifting it off the ground. So therefore, it does not require the hagbah in order to accomplish the eating. Whereas the Chilul Shabbos requires the Akira, which is the same thing as Hagbah for this purpose. It requires the Akira in order for it to be a Chilul Shabbos of placing it down. So therefore we can condense the two. That's one version of looking at it. We don't need the Hagbah. Inami, another way to look at this is Hasam by the eating case, Iboy Lahadura Loimot, excuse me, by the shooting the arrow case, Iboy Lahadura Loimotzi Mahadurlo. Once you shoot the arrow, you can't take it back. It's going to automatically finish the action. Hacha, but the case of eating the chalev, matzi mahadir lo, he could stop in the middle. So therefore, again, that proves that the beginning and the end are not necessarily connected. By when you're dealing with an action that once it starts going, it's in motion and it won't stop. Therefore, it's all one thing. Whereas when you're dealing with an action, that one thing really has nothing to do with the other, and you could stop it at any moment, then it doesn't prove and doesn't require that we condense the beginning action and the end action together and consider them to be one action. And again, therefore, in other words, we all agree. There's no disagreement among the cases, among the shitas here. Because everybody agrees if it's one action, you do say, kam lebi derabamine, and if it's two actions, the stealing action, or the monetary action has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Misa action. They could be separated. So again, we gave two answers. One is because I could have avoided the Hagbah altogether, or the second answer is because in the Halacha, in the Shabbos case, the first has to go with the end, because once you start, you can't stop. So my ikka ben hailishna la hailishna. So what's the difference? They both seem to sound very similar. What would be the difference between whether it's a matter of avoiding it or a matter of stopping? Ikka ben ayo, the difference would be hamaver sakin birshus harabim. If somebody actually walks holding a knife, so he is walking with his action through the Rishus Harabim, the karashiroyim behilu chusoy, and he rips the garment, the silk, as he is walking through the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara spells it out for us. L'hach lishna da'amres i'efshar lahanocha b'lo yakiro. If the explanation, it depends, you can only get to the end if you do the beginning. You have to uproot it in the first place in order to get to the end. So achanami i'efshar lahanocha b'lo yakiro. So again, to ultimately be chayev, you need all three elements, which means you have to do the first part, which is to pick it up. So if you picked it up, and that it becomes connected to the end. So since it's connected, it's all considered one action. So we would consider the monetary obligation occurring during the capital obligation. So therefore you're chai. So therefore you do, excuse me, you'd say kam lebe derab v'nei. Lahach lishn da amrits loimotz mahader lo. But according to the explanation, is because once you shoot an arrow, you can't retract. Obviously, if you're walking at any point, I could stop. And it doesn't necessarily require that I finish that action. And therefore, over here, the fact that I started walking doesn't, and then I ripped a beged, doesn't mean that I will necessarily ultimately finish with a hanacha that will be mechayev you. So therefore, they're not considered all one action, because each part, each second is considered its own part, because I could have stopped at any point. Okay, so that's a very important difference. Gufa. Now the Gemara goes back to what we said, to what we quoted before. Amar Reb Abin, Hazor Ches Mitchilas Arba L'Soif Arba V'Kar Shiram B'Yilu Chusay Potter. That's the case that we said, that Reb Abin said before, that if I shoot an arrow and in between, while the arrow is in flight, it rips something, I'm still going to be Potter. Shaki Ritzar Hanochehi. That's the statement, because the beginning of the action needs the end of the action, and as we explained, it all gets condensed into one unit. It's one action. And memelo, that is what obligates the chi of miso, and the monetary obligation happened in between whilst while the chi of miso is happening. So we apply the concept of kam le b'dirab mine. So obviously the Gemara is going to explain this now. So, Masav Rabibi Bar Abaya. So Rabibi Bar Abaya says like this. Going of kiss b'shavis chayev. Again, similar concept. But here we're talking about Chiv Shabbos. So therefore it makes it easy to compare. Somebody who steals a wallet on Shabbos, even though there's a Chiv Shabbos over here, Chiv Skilo, Miso, there's still a monetary obligation. Why? Again, what's the difference? Shekfarnes chayev b'gneivo koidem shiyavo l'day isur skilo. The stealing part of it happened prior in time to the ultimately when the isur skilo takes effect. So far, that part we can understand. I could steal first and then transport it to another Rishus. However, the Braisa then continues and says, or the Mishnah says, Hoyim Megarer V'yoytz, Megarer V'yoytz. So let's say instead of actually picking it up, so I never did the act of stealing yet, but rather I was schlepping it through the Rishus, the owner's Rishus, the Yotza, and then I left his Rishus, then I say Potter. Then I don't have to pay for the value of the wallet either at all. Sharei Isser Shabbos V'Gneva Boyin Ka'echad. Then they are happening at the same time, because I never did the stealing yet. I haven't picked it up yet. So when does the stealing occur, the act of stealing? When I transported it from one Rishos to another Rishos. Well, that moment that I transported it from one Rishos to another Rishos is the same moment that the Chiv of Shabbos also occurred, when I went from one Rishos to another Rishos. So I say, Potter, they're happening at the same time. Kam le b'derab amine. But now to the Gemara's question, because remember, this was a Masiv. He asked it as a question. Va'amai, why are you chayiv in the first case when you picked it up? Why don't you say the same thing, the same concept that we said before, that if you hold, the way he phrased it was akira tzorech hanocha, that the picking up does ultimately need the end. So over here also, what difference does it make that I first picked it up and at that moment I was already chayev for stealing? Why does that matter? It's part of that picking up is ultimately tied to the end where I eventually steal it and take it, where I eventually transport it to another Rishos. So again, we should look at it as one condensed action, and the picking up should apply in both cases. It should affect both the stealing and the beginning of the Chiyav Shabbos. So why don't I say Kam Lebi D'Rabba Minei in that case? So the Gemara says, you're right, but we have to make a special akimta. Hocha b'maya skinun, over here, the reason why you're chayef for the stealing separately is kegon shek bi'a amanas la'atznioi. The case is that you actually, when you originally picked it up, you meant to steal it, but you did not intend to necessarily take it out of his rishus. You meant to hide it someplace in his rishus that the bailim, the owner, doesn't know where it is. V'nimlach, and then he changed his mind. V'nimlach alav, he changed his mind, and then he took it out. Okay, which means that the original picking up really did not connect necessarily to the end. Because when he originally picked it up, he wasn't planning on being part of a hanacha of transporting it into another rishus, and therefore the chiyuv Shabbos only starts once he changed his mind and then eventually did actually take it out of the rishus. So the two happen, the stealing happens first, and then the transporting of Shabbos happens after. The problem is, the Gemara says, but that's not even true in the halacha of Shabbos. The chiyah gavna mi chayev, would you be chayev on Shabbos in that case also? Because remember, when you picked it up, as we said, in order to be chayev for Shabbos, you need three elements. You need an akira, you need a transport, and you need a hanacha. You need all three. But now you're telling me yourself that when I did the akira was not part of the action. Because I wasn't that, when I picked it up of it originally, I did not plan on transporting it. And we have proof. V'homer Rav Simon, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yochanan. We learned in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hamefana Chafotzim Yizavis Lizavis. If a person is transporting, again, within his own property, a barrel from one corner to another corner, and then while he's transporting the Nimla Chaleim, he changed his mind, V'Hitzion, and he eventually took the barrel out of the Rishos Potter. Why? Shaloi hoisa akira mishas rishoyne lakach. Because when he originally picked it up, his intent with picking it up at that moment was to keep it in the Rishos. The fact that he changed and transported it, okay, fine, you shouldn't have transported it, but lamaisa, you don't have an akira over here. It was already a barrel in action. It was already in movement. So therefore you don't have an akira that connects to the hanacha. So if so, then this cannot be the case that we're discussing, that you changed your mind in the middle, because there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Shabbos here either. There wouldn't be a Chiyuv Misa if you changed your mind in the middle, because it's lacking the first element that makes you part of, that creates the Chiyuv Misa. It's lacking the Akira. You need an Akira that is connected to ultimately the Hanacha. And the Akira has to have in mind, because we're dealing with Melechus Shabbos, and you need Melechus Machsheves. It has to be something that you thought about and has credibility to it. So therefore, since you did not pick it up originally to do the Isser Shabbos, that Akira doesn't account. So that means the whole case over here can't mean that you changed your mind in the middle. So the Gemara says you're right. It has to be a different case. Don't say the case was that you picked it up to hide it, which would imply that you were going to hide it in the same Rishos. Rather, you did pick it up in the original point, in the original case, you did pick it up with the intent of taking it out, which means that you did an akira. From a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, you did exactly the first part of the Isser. You picked it up with the intent to take it out. Oh, so then why are you chayiv on the Geneva? How is the Geneva separate? Halacha b'mayaskinus, once again, we have to make an akimta in this case. We have to say the case is kisha omad. The problem is that, yes, I had in mind to take it out in the first place, but I actually stopped in the middle. I simply stopped walking. I picked it up, I started walking, and then I stopped. Okay, and therefore, for the Geneva's sake, the Geneva happened right away. The Hoitzah is not going to happen until I take my next step and do the Hoitzah. So now I can separate the actions because I there was a stop in the middle. I stopped, and now I started a second action of actually taking it out. But there is an akira because I put it into my hand. However, again, now we're going to get technical in Hilchos Shabbos over here. Omad lamai. Why did I stop? Meaning the problem is, when I stopped, I get it. The stopping creates the geneva now as an action in and of itself. But did that interrupt the action of Hoitzah? Is enough of a stopping that says that my first picking up has nothing to do with my ultimate moving it into another rishus? Is it enough of a break? So why did I stop? Ilakasef. If the reason why I stopped is because I needed to adjust the kasef, means fixing on my shoulder. I needed to adjust the package on my shoulder. So urchehu, that's normal, and that's not considered stopping. That is considered part of transporting. That's not considered a stop at all for any purpose, and therefore it's all still considered one action. Ela ba'oimid lafush. Then, the case has to be that I stopped to rest. I needed a break. So, again, for purposes of Geneva, I've already stolen it because I had in mind to keep it. For purposes of Shabbos, I have the beginning action, which is the Akira. But then I stopped, and what happened until now was considered over. And now, eventually, I'm going to remove it from the Rishus HaRavim. I have a new Akira when I start walking again. And it's going to be, and therefore, the transporting it out of the Rishus has nothing to do with the first action of Geneva, because I interrupted the first action. Okay, so the Gemara, that's all good, and that's the case over here. But we have to figure out, in Hilchos Shabbos, how does this work? So the Gemara is saying like this. Avalakha seif mai. So what are you saying? about, so you're saying it's only because I stopped to rest that it interrupted the first, it separates the first action from the second action. But if I stopped to adjust, potter. Now I'm on the top of Lamed Aleph on the base. Top word is potter. So you're telling me that if I stopped to actually adjust, it would be considered, I'd be potter, meaning in this case, potter from the payment. Because I would say, Kamalei B'derabah Minei, you would say that it's not an interruption, it's all one action. Now if you recall, this Mishnah, when we quoted it, gave two cases. One was the case where I picked it up to steal, where I say, I don't say Kam Levi the Rabbi Minei because the Gneva happened first, and that's the case that we're talking about now because I rested. But then it gave a different case of Megarer, where I schlepped it, where I didn't pick it up. And that was the case that the Mishnah had to use to, if it wanted to illustrate Kam Levi the Rabbi Minei. That there was never an Akira because I never actually picked it up off the ground, I was schlepping it. So if that's what the Mishnah is looking for, is looking to contrast when we say Kam Levi the Rabbi Minei. So if so, Adetani Haya Megarer V'yoytze, Megarer V'yoytze, Potter, why did the Mishnah have to jump to such a complicated and different case that I was schlepping it out of the Rishos, Niflug v'nisna b'didei, b'didah. Why don't we use this a case of what, that we're discussing anyway? B'medvarim amurim, when do we say that you're, that it's considered two separate actions? B'oimid lofush. That's because I stopped to rest, so that resting interrupts and creates step number one over, and now I'm starting to do a new Akira. Avalakase, but you will admit that if I did only stopped a moment to adjust, potter, I'd be potter. Why? Because that wouldn't be an interruption. It would all be considered one action, and I'd be able to say, Kam Leibid Rabamine. This is a great example, a very, very subtle point that makes a tremendous difference in Hilchos Shabbos. I stopped, and now I can distinguish between why I stopped. I stopped to rest is an interruption. Stopping to adjust is not an interruption, and therefore it's all one action, and I would say, Kam Leibid Rabamine. Beautiful. So now I have an example of Kam Leibid Rabamine. So, why don't I use that example if you're right that the stopping to rest makes that much of a difference? Elo, so the Gemara says you're right. So that can't be the case over here. That the reason why your potter, excuse me, the reason why the Hagbo is separated from the Haitzah of Shabbos. So we have to come up with a whole new answer. Elo ha money ben azayhi. We're going according to Shitas ben Azay, famous Shitas ben Azay, de Omar, Mahalich, Ka'imed, Dummy. That according to ben Azay, that every step is considered a stop and a go. Because every time I pick up my foot, that's an Akira, and I put down my other foot, that's considered a Hanocha. So therefore, every action, if it takes me even two, three steps to walk out of his Rishos into another Rishos, I already did the Gneva with the first step. That action from a Hilchos Shabbos point is done, because I took a step down, I stopped, even though, again, we consider walking as if it's all one action. But Ben Azai holds each step is a new action. And therefore, my Hilchos Shabbos of Akira and Hanocha doesn't happen until that final step when I take the step over the boundary line. But the Gneva already happened with the first step. So therefore, that's why we don't say Kam Levi D'Rabbi Minei when I'm walking out with my object. Even though I did originally pick it up, and I look at the first Akira as if it's part of it, but it's not. According to Ben Azai, every step is a new Akira, and the Gneva happens beforehand. That's why we need to jump to the case where I schlepped it, where I didn't pick it up at all. If I didn't pick it up at all, my steps don't count, because I haven't picked it up yet. My steps are not relevant until I schlep it literally from one Rishos into another Rishos, and in that case, the Gneva and the transportation are all happening at one time. It's an interesting aside. So it comes out, according to Ben Azay, when are you ever chayav for going Dalet Amos? Right? When are you ever chayav? Because every step is a new step, so my original Akira doesn't apply. So you have to say, according to the Tosfos Springs, the Yerushalmi, that the answer is that in order to be chayav, according to Ben Azay, to go Dalet Amos, again, to go from one Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim is easy, because I just do a step. But Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, we have to talk about that you jumped. You jumped the whole distance in one shot. That's right. Okay, so it comes out, that's only talking about if you're walking. Just to finish the sentence, Abu Zayrek Mai. Potter. But what would be the din if you threw the object from one Rishus to the other object? So even Ben Azay would agree that you're going to be potter. Potter over here means potter from paying, because we do apply Kam Leibid Rabba Minei. So I picked it up, I picked up the object, threw it over the fence, and then it landed. So then it traveled the Dalet Amos in one shot. There was no resting over there. So we say, "Kam lebe derabim ineh." It's all one action. So if so, we have the same question we asked before. So niflug v'nisne b'dida. So why don't we use that as the example between one action versus two action? Again, you'll say it like this: b'med dvar ma'amurim. When do we say you're chayav mahalach? When you're walking. So each walk, each step is a new action. I did the gnev already. The hilchos Shabbos doesn't happen until later. Avol zayrek potter. But if I had thrown it, which is all considered one action, I'd be potter. Megar. Okay. So therefore, why don't we use that as the difference between when we apply kam levi derabim ineh or not? So the Gemara says, you're right, I could have used that as an example. You're right, that is the difference. We don't disagree. However, Megarer v'yotze itzrich lei, there's a chiddush in that example that the Mishnah gives, and that's why the Mishnah purposely and specifically used that as example. Why? Why did I want that case that I'm schlepping? Salkadai techamino, because I would have thought, if the Mishnah had not listed that case, I would have thought, ein derech haitzo bekach, that it's true that I did everything, but that's not proper. And remember, we're talking about a Melecha Shabbos. And as we discussed before, Melecha Shabbos means Meleches Machsheves. It has to be Choshev. It has to be something they would do in the Mishkan. And schlepping things is not something that you would do in the Mishkan, necessarily. So therefore, you would think that there is no Chiyuv Shabbos here whatsoever, because it's not appropriate. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even schlepping could be considered a proper way to do it, a proper way Malocha, and therefore you're going to be Chayev on Shabbos. And again, you do say Kam Lebe Derabim Ineh, because everything is happening at once. However, if we're now claiming that schlepping is considered normal, the Gemara now wants to know, Ubamai, what are we discussing? What kind of package are we discussing that schlepping is considered normal? What are we discussing over here? Iber Avravi, if you're dealing with a very large package like a couch, so Urchehu, so then it's normal to schlep it. Iber Zutri, so then, and again, it's not a chiddush, then that's the way you normally do it. What are you telling me? Iba zutri, if we're talking about a tiny little thing, you're talking about a pen or a hammer. So of course, lavur chehu, then it's not considered normal, and in fact, you would not even be chayv on Shabbos for doing that. Because that's not totally not normal, it's not proper. Ela b'mitzi. So we're talking about the kind of object where it's a little bit heavy, it's a little bit big, you could pick it up if you tried to, but it's also easier to schlep it. That's the chiddush that the Mishnah is saying, that that's good enough to be considered a Melech HaShabbos and Yechayev. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, what are we talking about? Till now we've been very focused on the Halacha, the Hilcha Shabbos aspect of it. But now let's focus on the Geneva part of it. V'da'afke lehecha. So we're talking about that you schlepped it, and the Chi of Geneva happens immediately upon leaving the Rishos of the original owner and taking it into the next Rishos. La'afke lehecha. What is that next Rishos that we're talking about? Ida'afke lehecha harabim. If we're talking about you schlepped it into a public domain, Isur Shabbos Ikka, so exact, okay, Shabbos you have, because you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that's great. Isur Geneva Lekka, but then you didn't steal anything, because I didn't put it into my Rishus. In order to be considered a Ganev, I have to take it out of your Rishus and put it into my Rishus. I never took it into my Rishus, because I, remember, it's schlepping on the floor. It's on the floor of a Rishus HaRabim, that's not my Rishus. Okay, so it can't be that I pulled it into Rishus HaRabim. Either after the Rishus HaYochid. So now you're going to tell me, fine, so I pulled it into my own private Rishus. So great, Isur Geneva Ikka. So then I understand that it's considered stealing because I put it into my Rishus. However, Isur Shabbos Lekka. But the problem is, as we all know, going from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, at least on a Deraisa level, is not the halacha that would be Mechayev Schila on a Deraisa level. Again, Midarabonan it might be Aser, but Midaraisa it's not Aser. So then you don't have the Chi of Misa, and you don't say Kam Lebe Derabim Ineh. So where exactly did you schlep this item? So the Gemara answers, like Tzricha, must be the case is, Da'afke Letzide Rishus HaRabim. That you did go to what would technically be considered the Rishus HaRabim, but not a real Rishus HaRabim. It's the side of the Rishus HaRabim. As you know, and Rashi explains, that their houses were built right along the Rishus HaRabim, and wagons and animals would go in the Rishus HaRabim and bump into the house. So that wouldn't be very healthy for the structure. So they used to put stones and blocks and things like in the way so that it would keep a distance between the house and the actual traffic in the Rishus HaRabim. So this area now, in between the house and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, was technically part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it wasn't as popular because it was hard. There were blunders over there that would make it difficult to travel. So we say, oh, come on, so who holds that that's considered part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Ikar Rebbe Eliezer, Damar Tzidi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami. So if you hold like Rebbe Lozer that says, as a general rule, even though it's the side, it literally has the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So once again, you're back to the same technical problem. Isser Shabbos Ikka, Isser Geneva Lekka. So once again, great, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you went from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Shabbos, that's exactly what's also. But once again, the problem was with when you're stealing something, you didn't put it into your own Rishus, you didn't put it into a private Rishus, so you haven't stole it yet. It's no different than going into the middle of traffic. And if you go according to the Rabbanon, the Amr Tzidah Rishus HaRabim, Lav Kirishus HaRabim Domi, and if you want to say like the Rabbanon that say, the side of the Rishus HaRabim has not, since nobody really travels there, or not easily, or not freely, so then it's not considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, you have the flip side. Isser Geneva Ikka, no problem, I can make a Kenyan over there because there's nobody else around. However, Isser Shabbos Lekka, but then there's no Isser Shabbos because I don't have, it's not really technically part of the Rishus HaRabim anymore. So if it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim, I didn't put it into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, what's the case over here that's going to be Mechayev both on the Rosh Hashanah, on the Isser Shabbos part of it and the Geneva part of it? So the Gemara says, ultimately, lo'olam k'Rabbi Eliezer. Really, we're going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer that does consider it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, v'chiyom Rabbi Lozer tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim k'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim domi, when, in what respect, for what elements does he consider it like literally the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Hanimili le'inyan chiyuva to Shabbos. It's only for a Shabbos part of it that we consider it part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? The Zimran de Dachki Rabbim, because people do when they need to, they go into that area. Va'ili lahosam, and they go in there, so therefore it is still considered part of and one and the same as the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So le'inyan Shabbos, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim vis-a-vis a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's considered as part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I have now transported to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, the Chiddush is at the same time, Avala Inyan Mikna, Kani, but with respect to being able to purchase, you could, or acquire something, you could. My Taimo, because it's not popular. It's not busy. So since it's not busy, I can make it, at least for a moment in time when I need to, I can make it my own Rishus. And as my own Rishus, now it's considered Rishus HaYochan. It's a place that I could make a Kenyan. And therefore, both things are true. It's a Rishus HaRabim in the sense that the Rabim have access to it and they can get there whenever they need to, if they need to. On the other hand, they're not necessarily there at any given moment. So they're not really there. And they're not interfering. So I could make a Kenyan. And that will be the case of Megarer. The case is that I pulled it from a private Rosh Hashanah Yochid into this side part, and the side part is again for Shabbos purposes it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because people can get there, and for Kenyan purposes it's considered I can acquire something because it's not inundated with people at the moment. That's the first teretz. The next teretz of the Gemara says, okay, we have to give a different case of what does Megarer mean? We have to define the case. So till now we've been assuming the Ostam, very simple, that I'm just schlepping it, I'm pulling it from one Rishus to another Rishus. Rav Ashi Omar, Kigoin, Shatzirif, Yodoy, Lamata, Mishloisha, V'Kibloy. He says Rav Ashi gives a whole new perspective. It's very simple. The case is, it might be, I am literally in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, I am catching the object in my hand. And the Rishonim learned that we're talking about that the Rosh Hashanah Yochid might be slightly higher than the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I sort of just push the item off the ledge of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, as far as the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is concerned, it's below 3 tfachim. So it's considered munach. And for Geneva purposes, it's going into my hand. So my hand can acquire something. Kidurava. Why? Like Rava Torah, Dama Rava, Yodoy Shal Odom Chashuva Loi Ka'arba Al Arba. My hand has the same halacha respect as an Arba Al Arba. So it's actually a Machlekes Rishonim, whether Rava's answering, therefore it's considered a Hanocha for Shabbos purposes, or is Rava answering and explaining why for Geneva purposes it's considered Dalad al Dalad. It's considered, even though it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's considered like the full Dalad al Dalad, and it's my own Rishus, and I'm able to acquire. Either way, whether we're learning, right? So Rashi learns that it's Rava's only explaining the Hilchos Shabbos aspect of it. The Geneva aspect of it is that it's in my hand. The bottom line is that whether you learn like Rashi or Tosfos that we're talking whether this explains Shabbos or Gneiva, the point is that once it's in my hand and I can control the item, therefore that's considered in my possession and considered munach, again, Shabbos, Gneiva, whichever one you want to refer to, and therefore it's considered, the action ended and it went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRav. That's the second Teretz. Rav Achi Masna Hachi, Ravina Masni. Okay, he says, Rav Acha learns the way we've been learning till now, we're talking about Megara into the Rishus HaRabim. Ravina Masni, Ravina learns totally different. The Afkei, the Rishus HaRabim, that you did go into Rishus HaRabim, and your question originally was that if it goes into Rishus HaRabim, how do you acquire? Where's the Hilchus Geneva aspect? So he says, Rishus HaRabim Nami Kono. He holds that you could acquire something in the Rishus HaRabim, that even, because I have it in the Rishus HaRabim. Yes, it's true that if it was started in the public and other people are there, so maybe I can't acquire. But if I put it into, if I take it for myself, even though I'm in the Rishus HaRabim, I could still acquire something in my, on my own in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that's, so I don't need the chiddush that it's in my hand necessarily. Even just doing a hagbo or whatever in the Rishus HaRabim works. Okay, and what's the machlekes v'tarvai b'diuka d'hamasis and kamiflagi, both meaning the machlekes between Rav Ashi and Ravina is based on how, what you focus on in the following Mishnah. That's now we learned in the Mishnah. Let's say I was pulling somebody's animal to borrow it, let's say. Pulling someone's animal from his rishus, and I intended to pull it into my rishus, and the animal died while it was still in the original owner's rishus. I never actually got it out of the barn. I was pulling it, I was schlepping it, and but the animal never left the barn, and it died there. So the halacha is potter. I'm going to be potter because I never took it out of his rishus. It still belongs to the original bailam. I didn't steal it yet. Hagbioi, let's say I did pick it up first, or I actually took it out of his rishos, umeis, and now the animal dies, chayev, because I already became responsible, as a ganev, I became responsible for this animal, and I'm going to be chayev. So in the first case, I didn't yet take it out of the original rishos. In the second case, I either picked it up or actually physically took it out of the rishos. That's why I'm chayev. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So what do we focus on? Ravina, Dayek Miresha. As the Gemara itself will explain. Ravina says the Diyak is from the beginning of the Mishnah. Rav Acha Dayek Miseifa. Rav Acha says the Diyak, the focus is on the second half of the Mishnah. And now the Gemara explains. Ravina Dayek Miresha. Ravina says, let's look at the beginning part of the Mishnah. It says, Hayom Moishchai V'yoytzen. It says that you pulled it and it went, Umeis Pirishos Bailim, and it died, but it's still physically in the Rishos of the Bailim, Potter. Okay, you're still going to be Potter. Now, Taima de Meis Rishos Bailim. So we see that it's because it was literally in the Rishos of Bailim, and that's why you are Potter. But if I had taken it out of the Rishos Bailim anywhere, including into the Rishos HaRabim, and then it died, b'chayev. In other words, the focus is taking it out of the original Rishos. It doesn't matter where it goes, it's a matter of where it's not. It's not in the Rishus Bailim. And therefore, I'm already chayev as a ganev, I'm already chayev immediately once it leaves the Rishus Bailim. So that's why Ravina holds that even if it happens in the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't matter. It's no longer in the original Bailim's Rishus. And that's why it becomes my responsibility. Rav Acha Dayek Me Seifa. Rav Acha says, no, let's look at the words very carefully of the end of the Mishnah. It says, it says that you picked it up and you took it out. So we're going to be medayik like this. And the hoitzo, because it does say you took it out, but took it out to where? To a place that is similar in halacha to actually picking it up. And what does that mean? Just like when you picked it up, you put it into your own domain. You picked it up, you have control over it. So, so to the hoitzo has to be specifically that you took it into a place where you control the domain. And that's why it has to be in your rishus, as opposed to in the rishus harabim, where it's not your domain and it's not your control. Therefore, in rishus harabim, you're not going to be chayav. That's essentially the machlekes. Now, to just explain how they, why they don't, what do they do with each other's diyak? Rav Acha kasher reisha. According to Rav Acha, the beginning is difficult because according to Rav Acha, we want to know. It says hagbah. the Ravina Kasha Seifa, and the Ravina says it's difficult the beginning where it just says leaving the Rishus of the Bailim. So the Gemara answers, Reisha L'Ravach Loi Kasha, the beginning is not difficult even though it says you're only Potter in the Rishus, because what the Mishnah means to say is as follows. Kamo Deloi Osi L'Rishus Sei Rishus Bailim Karina Bei. Once I hold that it's only considered transferred when it comes into my Rishus, the bottom line is until as long as it has not reached my Rishus, wherever that may be, whether it's an interim place or it's a Rishus Rabim, if it's not in my Rishus, it's still, for halachic purposes, still considered connected to the old original Bailim, and therefore it's still considered, and that's why it's okay. The ratio of the Mishnah doesn't contradict me, because yes, I agree, once, it does say that as long as it hasn't left the Rishus, the question is what's considered as Rishus. So we're defining his Rishus as everywhere and anywhere until it gets to my Rishus. Okay, and then finally the Gemara says, Seifa l'ravino loy kasha. What about the Seifa where it says I had to do Hagbah and Haitzah? So he says, very simple. Haitzah, do me the Hagbah loy amrinin. I'm not going to make that comparison. You are saying that the Mishnah used two examples. The Mishnah, Hagbah, which is putting into my Rishus, and Haitzah, and you're making the comparison. And you're assuming that the Mishnah meant that comparison also, that the Haitzah meant specifically into my Rishus. And that's why you're only chayev in your Rishus. But I don't make that comparison. As far as I'm concerned, the Mishnah's two examples are two separate and distinct examples, and they have nothing to do with each other. Yes, Hagbah is into my Rishus, but the Haitzah is not necessarily into my Rishus. It could be anywhere, including into the Rishus HaRabim, and you'd be chayev even in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, we're going to stop over here, even though there's four lines left on the bottom of the Amid, because this is really the beginning. It really just runs into the next daf, the next sugya, so it makes sense to stop over here. And we'll pick up from this place next time.